शशि चरणारविंद यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर्याजुभाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। Yesterday I explained so much Guru Tattva from Chaitanya Chaitamrit that who should be Guru? We should try to accept a bona fide Guru. These symptoms have been given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then your desire will be fulfilled. If you want to buy some gold, and if you are going to a fruit seller or vegetables, so, can you have gold? Never. He may cheat. I'm giving gold, but he will give you some vegetable or anything. Not really gold. So, you should go to a bona fide shopkeeper and he may give you. So you should go to a guru that I, not myself, but Shastra has told. Krishna is himself told in Vedas, Upanishad, Bhagavatam. 5, you should go to any bona fide guru. I have also explained to fulfill our object. So we must know our object. Maharaj, can you tell the object of your sadhan bhajan and your life? What is your object of your life and why you accepted a guru? What was your purpose? Hearing Chirat Karuneya Avatirnah Kalo समर्पयितुम् उन्नतज्ज्वलरसांस्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिहपूरटसुन्दरद्युतिकदम्बसन्दीपिता सदा हृदय कन्दरे स्फुरत मे सचिनन्तन। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु काइंडली मैनिफेस्टेड हिज ऑल डिजायर्स। व्हाई ही केम टू दिस वर्ल्ड? Swarup Goswami is clearly giving explanation. What is that? समर्पयितुम उन्नतोज्वल रसांश भक्ति श्रियम इवनली कैम वो कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ इज चैतन्य महाप्रभु सो टेकिंग द ब्यूटी एंड इंटेंसिव मोड ऑफ राधिका मर्सीफुली ही कैम टू दिस वर्ल्ड There was two motives. Samarpayitum unnatojvalarasangsa bhakti sriyam. First we should know that Krishna is so merciful. There are none merciful like Krishna, unparalleled. And other hand, he is very rasic. So, as he is rasic, he wants to test the modes of Radhika. And secondly, he is so merciful, he wants to give some part of what he has come to test. And that thing is unnata ujjal rasa samarpayitum. He has come to give very high class of love and affection. That is called unnata ujjal rasa. What is unnata ujjal rasa? What he tested in Vrindavan, Braja. All kinds of rasa is tested, but Braja rasa, the love and affection of gopis, how this used to serve Krishna, oh, this was most high. And among all the rasas, topmost is Radha Labha. Ujjala Bhakti Rasa Sri. This Parkiya Bhav, Parkiya mood of gopis, even it is not found in Dwarka, in any of the queen, only some shadow is there. Not fully is there. And what to tell in Lakshmi, Sita or anyone? A special thing. The beauty of Radhika mood. Swabhakti means here, Swa means Krishna himself.
Own.
Who is own of Krishna? Radhika. Her love to Krishna is highest topic, and its beauty. What is beauty? Gopis are the beauty of Radhika. Among them, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, these, or Chandravali, or all. They are all Naika of Krishna. Not beauty, but expansion. They are expansion of Radhika mood. But, her beauty is a Rupmanjari Rati Manjari. Here Mahaprabhu came to shower his mercy, to give, to distribute the modes of manjaris. How to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, but some part inclination towards Radhika. Radhika is my Swami. This mode. I will serve Radhika. And in her guidance, I will serve Krishna. If Krishna will call me to engage in her service, I will totally refuse. Totally refuse. But Srimati Radhika, if wishes, I can follow, otherwise not. Having no gain, selfishness, anything, only to serve totally Srimati Radhika. So I will be happy if Radhika is happy. If Radhika is not happy, I am not happy. This way. If Krishna is defeated, oh, very happy, very happy. And if Srimati Radhika is defeated, then oh, so much
distress,
unhappy in this way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this mercy, that our highest goal is to serve Radhika. And that is what told by Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, and all up to last Acharya. All has. This should be our goal. To serve Radhika, he should be our master. He should be our everything. Tavai Vashmi, na jivami tvayadina iti vigyaya radhi tangnaya maam charanantike. O Radhike, I am yours, I am yours, and yours. You should be merciful to me. Accept me in your services. Please enlist my name
in your register,
in the register of your
mere
servants. Or in the last my name will be there. Right one. So this is the aim and object very clearly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. And then process we should begin from where? Adav Shaddha Tata Sadhu Shaddha Tato anartha pindipitti. Here I see so many devotees coming to me. Oh, today I have not chanted Hare Krishna Deshne. Oh, I have not chanted, remembered our Guru Mantra. Oh, it depends on you. How you are following the instructions of Rupa Goswami. And if you are not doing, then we or any Guru or Rupa Goswami himself or Mahaprabhu Sam is not responsible for that. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, this upakhyan of Narad Goswami has been given in first. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam and in the beginning of any literature, Vedic literature, you will see the glories of Gurudev. Narad was a boy of 5 years. and he was with her mother. One day, some high class of devotee like Chatuhasan, Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanandan, first son of Brahma, and how son? Not by any om, but his mind. He thought that I should have a son, and four sons came. By this way. Oh, very, very intelligent, pure, nothing worldly desires in them. And Brahma asked them, oh, you should be married and make some children. They refused and they went to forest to meditate Supreme Lord. Anyhow, by the grace of Brahma, again, they came in the line, and first he was, they were, oh, Nirgun Brahma Upasan. Oh, they were worshipper of formless Godhead. But by the grace of Brahma, they became the worshipper of Vaikunthanath. So they were high class of devotee. So this five-aged boy, Narad, a son of what? Beggar, low class of any mother. Father was dead. So he used to serve in any house and thus anyhow maintaining herself and his boy. So these four high class of like Sannyasi renounce order, these Sanat Kumars and so many others devotees, they assembled there in the time of Chaturmasya, that very village of Narada Rishi. They made some huts. Anyhow, they were maintaining their life. But always 4 months, as a regulation that we have done here. Always Harikatha. Always Harikatha was there. So boy began to attend these classes and to serve all the rishis. How? By bringing water for them. Also helping them in their baths when they used to go to Ganges or Jamuna, anywhere. He used to take his dry garments. And what garments? Not like us. No heavy. Only they have door and coping, nothing else. Nothing. Door coping, you know?
Loin cloth.
Loin cloth. No. Only that. Their kamandalu. For water.
Water
pots. Water pots. And then serving, if any needs. And he has a taste, greed, to take the remnants of these Mahapurush. So, he used to tell, Prabhu, please allow me to take your remnants. That is left in
the lip plate.
leaf plate. And they used to give something remnant for that boy. And thus in few days, the boy is totally changed, like a miracle. That is why in Chaitanya Charitamrita has been told, what has been told? That if you want to serve Krishna, you want the love and affection like Brajavasis, gopis, you should take first the remnants of sadhu, of sadhu, very high class of sadhu, devotee, real devotee. And these are two remnants. First remnant of Mahaprasadam and second Harikatha. Both. Mostly this Harikatha is remnant, is more powerful. So we should try to take it. Bhakta Padadhuli and the dust of that high class of sadhu. What is dust? What is dust? To be a dust of the holy feet. If sadhu is not giving any here, we see that we are quarreling. And defeating that sadhu, we can take dust from his feet. This is not really sadhu, dust of feet. To be a dust of that high class of devotee is really that dust. His mercy will come by that. And third is Bhaktapadajal. And the water washed of that devotee. Three things
about
and by the service of Krishna Prem automatically, if he was sincere. So that a change, miracle came in his life, that 5 years boy, always serving. When 4 months expired, he was inspired so much. He began to weep. Now they will go to their destinations. Sadhu don't live at a place like a river current. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I've seen Rupa Sanatan, never at a place. So, when sadhus began to go to their destination here and there, because for 4 months of Chaturmasa, that is Varsha, rainy season went, and they began to go, this boy began to cry and weep. I cannot be saved. I must die without you. I want to go with you, but there was a obstacle that his mother, always keeping in his lap, he never used to give up. But this four cent became very, very pathetic to that child and gave a mantra. What is mantra? Oh, this mantra is nothing but himself, God. Oh, Brahma Gayatri. Who is he? Oh, Srimati Radhika herself. Omkar. Oh, Omkar is something which is clean And what are they? Himself, Krishna with Radhika, with all the devotees, with some relation. So you should think that, oh, Gurudeva has given this mantra, he has given me Krishna of Vrindavan, the beloved of all the gopis. He has given. Satisfied by that, always remembering and chanting. Long, like what? Oh, now comes. After giving the mantra, Om Namate, Om Namo Bhagavate, Vasudevaya. And then they went. Bhai was always crying and weeping and wanted that I should be out of my mother's lap. But now she was very careful. What? He should not go anywhere. So always keeping. And he was weeping, or Krishna heard he is weeping. And that Pansi came like a shot, very poisonous
snake.
Oh, what? Cobra. And bite her father. She was tired. And he became very happy. Mother was lying down there. And he ran away to forest. What became of her mother? You know what became? If anyone is a father or mother of any high class of devotees, then he must
deliver from this world.
From this world. Oh, Krishna, mercy will come. So mother must be a devotee in her
next life.
And he will come in process of bhakti, surely Krishna will help. So she was not tired, but she
changed her body.
And he had a body, she has a body like devotees, and she received Guru, very high class of, or very soon, or she will attend prayer. And in this end, this little boy went in a forest, running, oh, very fast jungle. Only wild beasts, like lion and tigers and bears were there. And then he took bath in a a river or any pond. No fear at all. No fear. He has faith on the words of his Guru. If you are surrender soul, any opposition cannot do anything to you. Krishna must say, and he was there. And began to chant that mantra. How unbroken as bhakti, in bhakti it has been told. And how he chanted, not like us, Om Namo Te Bhagavate Vasudevaya, not like this, unbroken, with whole energy, not mind here and there, one pointed, whole day and night, not only one ear, continued. And thus some reflection of Krishna came. And he saw for a moment and disappeared. And then he began to cry and weep loudly. We should try to follow this Narada of 5 years later. Not like that, sometimes partly he was serving anywhere in college or he was doing something here and there. And for 1 hour in morning, he used to serve, and mind was here and there and chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, how are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or chastising anyone who was making some
noise
to children. Gave a slap. Became angry. Why? Oh, why you are doing shouting so much? And sometimes what to do in office? Oh, there is something. Hare Krishna. This will not do. And we are all doing like this. We are very worried for maintenance. Now was he like this? He was worried for maintenance or anything? He never took any balance of money. Bank balance or anything with him. No pocket. No shirt. What to tell pocket? Nothing. Nothing. And he was chanting. Remembering always. So this is the process. I think that you have come with your bank balances. And you are eager to see that when this will end, then we will at once go and again we can join our jobs. Oh, this is not process. So try to follow this boy, Narada Rishi. His all senses were working for Krishna, for the benefit of Krishna. How I can serve? Oh, this Vasudev. And at last Vasudev came, very sure. So you should try to follow him. After that, when that light of Vasudev went away and he was crying, then a real voice came. Oh, I cannot give you darshan. In this body, anyone in this world body, they cannot see me or realize me. Ata Krishna Madi Na Bhavit Grahya Mindriyaiha Sevan Mukhaihi Jihvado Swang Yev Spuratyada. You should know this very, very what? Deeply meaning. Strongly you should know that what we are chanting from our mouth and tongue, this name is not transcendental. This is not transcendental. If you are following Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, our all Rupanuga Vaishnava Acharya, then Krishna himself, Krishna name, his beauty, his sweetness, his everything will come and dance on our tongue. Then this name will be bona fide, perfect, pure name. Now we are trying, having some this mode that I should receive that thing, attend that thing. But not fully we are. We have no fully faith on that. We have faith on our what we are doing, what we are earning. And when you will give up all these things, totally surrender, do it like Narada Rishi, then transcendental name came. Up to now, no transcendental name was there. On the tongue of Narada, he was practicing by his own tongue, mind, heart and all. But when After this, he left his body. He was going to leave his body. Oh, Krishna gave him. But he realized Krishna mercifully that who are you? Your soul, his soul. And he gave up his that body, material body. And then transcendental body came, and that automatically Krishna name always coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. With what? Not only this coming name, but it was coming, oh, like Rupa Goswami has written, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukhattananu Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyujya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananuragi Kalam Naid Akhilam Ityu Padesha Saram. How? He wanted to take rest, but Krishna always riding on a horse like, oh, always Krishna was there. And mind what doing? Remembering his all pastimes. If Rupa Goswami used to chant Damodar name, what was coming in his mind? Any worldly thing? What? Oh, Mother Yashoda, a churning yogurt. And what doing? Govinda Damodar Madre Ji, Govinda Damodar Madre Ji, Govinda Damodar Madre Ji, Govinda Damodar Madre Ji. And that naughty black boy, what doing? So many naughty things. He don't want to remember, but oh, Krishna, come here. Like a chain. Like a chain. One after one. And that is called Swarasiki Upasana. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Very high. Not only mantra upasana mai, like one flower, not one pastimes of Krishna. When we meditate, then mantra upasana mai, like Damodar. But gradually coming, all these sweet pastimes of Krishna, like a garland, one by one, automatically coming. Then Rupa Goswami like chanting when any name and all it. Then Radha and Damodar comes. All the gopi tightened Krishna with Radhika's veil. And then morning to again morning, all the lilas of pastimes of Krishna automatically will come. And this is called mantra. This is our goal. But how coming? So you must follow Narada Goswami. As without any stop, uninterrupted, he was following this process. And if in hundreds of births, thousands of births, if you come to this stage, then that name and Krishna himself will come in our tongue, in mind, in heart. Then real this upasana will be begin. And then Krishna will come. Then will come what? Nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, and all other things will gradually come. This is the process. You want to follow the process, but really not following. Oh, once in a day, I want this. One round and a stop. And that one round how? Oh, what will be if I am going to my job and they will kick out from my job because today I will be late, then what to do? And there's so many dilemmas. Love. Pendulum of a watch. So this practice will not do. It will something. And that is why this stress is very critical. You have left something, your worldly things, attachment, gradually you are giving up. But not having taste there. So at any time you can again accept worldly things. So we should not try to be. We should be like, Narada Goswami. And after that, what he did, this area of falsehood, he began to travel whole over world. And what doing? Always singing the glories of Krishna. Narada Bajaye Veena Radhika Ramana. So always Radhika Ramana he is telling. So after that he left his body and traveling in whole world and became personal associates of Krishna. Not only of Vasudeva, of Krishna. So you should try to follow this process. Not partly for Krishna you are doing. You are always engaged in this, that. So many kinds of job to maintain yourself. Being very weak. How it can be? Yanobhyas, his personal disciple, Vyas, Narada, he has engaged his whole, he was not a devotee, what? He was him, manifestation of Krishna, Narayana, Vyas. Shaktyavish avatar, empowered by Krishna, all kinds of tattva, Krishna, inspired in him. So Shaktyavish avatar, like Vishnu, he was. He did so many things. He wrote all the Purans. He wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahabharata. And in Mahabharata he left one jewel like
Bhagavad Gita.
Also there are so many jewels. Shanti Parva. Very high class of things. After that he compiled Vedas in four. And then he makes Brahma Sutra, the essence of all the Vedas. There were some unreconciled things in Veda. Somewhere it is written Krishna has not so shape. And somewhere it is written that he has shape. He reconciled all these things. In that Brahma Sutra. So all the acharyas in India, they have explained the bhashya of that Brahma Sutra. He did it so, but not satisfied. Of that very Narada came. Who Narada? Now he has been the associate of Krishna. He came and smiling. Oh Vyas, what are you doing? Are you happy? Oh, I am not happy. Why you are not happy? Oh, that I cannot say. I am patient. A patient cannot tell that what rogue is there. Only doctor, high class of vaidya, they can tell the rogue. Oh, I know your rogue.
This is.
They are not to see the
pulse.
Not to, oh, you should go and test your urine, your blood, your stool, or something from here taking. No need, no need. He will see and will find that what is disease. Oh, Guru knows. Expert Guru should know. But nowadays the Gurus, they don't know where is fault. Really they are not Guru. But they are imposing that we are Guru. So Nara told that you have not explained anywhere in all Vedas that you have done. In Purans, in Mahabharata, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is ocean of rush. All the manifestations are coming from Krishna. All the soul coming from His power. He has three powers. What? Chit-shakti, Jiva-shakti, Maya-shakti. Also something more, Ladini, Shambhi, Sandini. So all worlds are manifestations, they have come from these Shaktis. So you should know all these things. Oh, you should write first, oh, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. In India there are so many things. Oh, some are telling that Durga is highest tattva. Oh, Ganesh is highest tattva. Hanuman is highest tattva. And so many. Very confusion. So you have got something like this. You should write anywhere that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everywhere it has been taken that Jeev wants to meet Him, but you should write, Krishna wants to meet all the Jeevas. We are not worried so much, but Krishna is worried for us. You should write, Krishna is weeping for her mother. Mother is not, or she can taste the ear of Krishna. And she will bind Krishna. Though Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what doing Krishna? Oh, mummy, 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 mummy. So we should know this thing. Oh, Krishna is eager to meet gopis. And what he is doing? On a full moon, playing on foot. He is calling home, playing. And by this, his calling, O Radhike, Lalite, Vishakhe, Chitre. You should come. Otherwise, I will not be safe. He was calling. And at once all the gopis, from here and there, that corner, from 10 corners, they ran to Krishna. To save Krishna. So, Krishna was calling.